Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
Oh, I thought I was Lippo for a second. Just for a second. And I'm Big JD.
You could never be as good looking as Lippo.
Never, never. You looking for some support?
No, we're just looking in the studio audience here. And
or some support.
I have no support.
No support.
Supportless.
Support lisp. Hey,
how you feeling today, JD?
Not too bad, I gotta say.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that you're back on your. You notice we have another studio audience member there, eh?
Oh yeah, I didn't realize another stew.
Well, I don't know what his/her name is going to be, but that's my wife's Mother's Day present.
Oh, nice!
And amazingly. It's talking. It's obviously been very scared.
Oh, it talks? Or you mean it's just chirping?
Making noise, yeah, chirping.
It's not one of those birds that does talk, though, is it?
No. My kids wanted to get the $1,400 bird, yes.
And you opted for?
The $25 bird.
And the $25 bird doesn't talk.
No, it doesn't talk.
But quack, I need a cracker.
But we're going to... There you go.
Yeah.
But we're going to need to train this one. The other one was more or less just like, you know...
Potty train?
Potty trained and trained to be friendly.
Oh, does it want to bite?
Parakeets, yeah. Parakeets are actually a very friendly type of bird. And another thing I didn't know was that...
Oh, two of them?
No.
Oh, you said a parakeets.
Ah, no, a parakeets. Parakeets are also known as budgies. I think the American thing is budgie.
Ooh, budgie. 70s. Rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, budgie. Yeah.
Bread fan.
Bread fan, awesome tune. But budgie and parakeet, same thing, different words. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. What is that? Is that a homonym or synonym?
Him. It's a him or a her.
That's right. We don't know yet. Supposedly, you can tell a bird's sex from looking at its
wang. Bird wang from its droppings.
There's another great band title.
Wang.
Bird wang.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of bands, you know where I was last night?
Where were you last night?
Sabbath.
Wow. Cool. Sabbath. They don't exist anymore. It's heaven and hell now.
Yeah. No, it's because of
shit. Heaven and hell finally exists. We know for sure. That's for right. Certain.
I was in both places last night at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's got the shirt on to prove it.
Yeah.
Speaking of shirts, I've been meaning to wear my cool podcast shirt I got.
Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your uniform that I gave you.
It is. Yeah, I know. And I'll be sporting it pretty soon, too. I couldn't wear sleeved shirts for a long, long time because of my shoulder. And I'm just now being able to kind of... It's really tough to get some. I have a sweatshirt on right now.
I can imagine.
Full of syrup, I might add. Go on about the heaven and hell thing. That was cool, huh?
It was very good. It was at Cobo Arena, legendary venue for concerts. You know, the Kiss Alive was recorded there. Yeah. Bob Seger's Live Bullet was recorded there. Tragically Hip.
I've seen bands there, but I don't remember what. I couldn't tell you. It was high school time. I don't remember much of high school.
And here we go with JD's memory loss.
Yeah.
You and my wife. I can't believe that. No, I don't remember that. But it was... No, I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
What?
I don't even remember being born.
No, I don't remember that either, actually, JD.
You don't remember me being born?
No, That's a very hard thing to be remembering. What was I going to say? Oh, Megadeth opened
up. Be traumatizing.
Megadeth's more like a shred metal kind of band.
Yeah.
Like they were just ripping. That's their fingers moving. Mm-hmm. And they were really good as well. The opening band, though. Blue. Yep. Machine Head.
Oh, a different band.
Yeah.
Oh, Machine Head?
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad of it. Isn't that the band that does, if that's who I'm thinking of, that one song they had a hit of. No, I can't remember what it is. Anyways.
I don't know if it's because...
It's... Yeah.
Because they... You know how they cheat the opening bands out of the sound, you know? Their sound was just so...
Hoodie.
It was echoey, boomy.
No, my...
Hoodie. Yeah, I know. It was your hoodie.
Oh.
Hoodie rubbing against your clown nose.
Yeah.
So anyway, look for a review of that on Heaven and Hell's MySpace page, I guess.
Yeah, really good. Cool stuff anyways.
Yeah.
Are they going to do a new CD, or did they?
Well, the CD is...
Tell me they did.
It was put out by Ryko Disc. It's called Black Sabbath, the Dio Years.
Oh, that's useless.
And they put three new songs on it.
Okay, well, that's okay. Why don't they just... I don't know why they... me and you could sit here right now and in the next couple hours have a whole CD done. I don't know why they don't. These guys got tons of money and tons of time. Why don't they do CDs? Just for fun.
It's business, man. It's all business.
That's all it is. They want to tour and they make the money and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah. Put out some CDs, man. Record some shit.
Yeah.
Take some nothing.
I think
they probably have house studios, all of them.
Oh, for fun.
House studios. Hey, Dio back in the band, of course.
I don't know if they don't do that because then it'll just lessen the value of what they have out there already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, you just put out a bunch of stuff and they just think, oh, there's too much of it. It's like a supply and demand.
Well, that's fans want this stuff.
Yeah, well, they get three tunes.
Well, okay, that'll have to do.
And I'll have to admit, they're good
tunes. If you listen to them all twice, then you got six tunes. Hey. Hey.
That's not Dio, that's Duo.
It's a spirituality thing. Chakra karma.
Yeah,
cereal.
There's a lot of people having spiritual experiences.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Yeah. That's interesting. Bringing my kids to see, you know, the whole experience. That's half the fun, I think, watching the people that come to that thing. And they're all around, you know, my age. There's a lot of 40-ish guys there, you know. And you could tell it was their night out kind of thing. And
right.
They got a bit of a buzz going on, needless to say. And one guy, we saw him outside yelling, screaming, getting crazy, just talking to the cops, the whole thing, just running around. About three quarters of the way through the show, he's on the stage, leaped.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Security. You know, they do the whole thing. And then Dio says, well, now you know what it's like to see an asshole on stage. My kid's got a kick out of that. Anyway, this is the Jabbercast.
Yes, it is.
And we're jabbering on. We're going to have a topic this week, or are we just going to...
Yeah, we have a topic this week. This week's topic is drivers.
All right.
No, not computer drivers that run software.
How come?
No, not pornographic nature.
Mini driver?
Mini driver. Yeah. What is the heck is mini driver? You mentioned that before. What is that?
It's an actress, isn't she?
Mini driver.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who, but... I'm trying to think of who he is.
No, I think it's a woman.
That's right. It is a woman.
Not to be confused with Minnie Pearl.
Not to be confused with a man.
No confusion there.
Sometimes. Heterotextural.
Heterotextural.
You know, the hermaphrodite. That's something from ancient Rome, isn't it?
No.
Hermaphrodites.
Dites, yes.
Hermaphrodites.
Yes.
New tighties for when your G-string is too tight. Buy tighties from Stephen Larry's Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into them a little later.
Going to get into Stephen Larry?
Drivers. Road rage. Road hogs.
Crappy drivers.
Bad roads. Streets are horrendous around here, that's for sure.
Yes.
We need to discuss that. Okay. Take that up with our parliament member.
Roads are usually... I was just thinking about this the other day. Only because the road in front of my house is being redone. They're widening our road. They're right in the middle of it, literally. Because they just put a strip along the one side of it. And then they're going to put asphalt on top of that. And we're also getting asphalt on our driveway.
You should just get them, when they do the road, to do your driveway all at the same time. And you'll get it done for free, probably.
Just slip some asphalt.
Lay the wood foundation... The frame and the base and just pour some here, boys.
Just come on in.
Here's a little cash on the side.
Actually, they're right on top of that thing. You have to get a permit to join your driveway up to the road using asphalt. You have to
get a permit for everything. The government's got to get something out of this.
Yes.
Even though it's on your property and so forth?
Well, no, it's actually on their property. That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
There's the
part of it's their property.
Space between the road and my driveway.
Leave that empty.
No, I want it to be asphalted as well.
Put the moat in there with the crocodiles.
So it was kind of cool. They actually came here. The roads came here and told us the whole spiel. Okay, we're actually widening our road.
Right.
And there's two things you can do. You can wait and you'll not have a seam where we cut it, or you can do it, and then when we come by, we're going to make a seam where the road connects.
And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to wait, and we're going to come back to your driveway and more about roads right after these messages. No, I'm going to continue on.
Okay. If that's what you want to do. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Messages? Oh, those messages. Okay, I'm trying to figure everything out.
All right.
I was actually supposed to slip something in there, but we didn't get it in on this show.
Well, we're going to do it the next time.
Yeah, next time around.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a little format concoction going on that we need to follow, and I didn't follow it right. Well, I'm okay now, actually.
Okay.
I, there's no reason for me to stop that at all, is actually what's going on here.
Right, as long as you're ready.
Yeah, and I'm not.
Okay. No problem.
But I am now.
All right, to continue on, made me think about the road singing, which I'm taking a long way around something here. So they actually came in and told us what we had to do. So this is the County of Essex. I live in a municipality in the County of Essex. So the County of Essex owns some roads they're in charge of. Then there's the town of Lakeshore. They're in charge of a certain set of roads, like, you know, Main Street and Bell River and all these other roads that are in other towns inside of Lakeshore. And then there's provincial roads,
mm-hmm.
like the 401. So there's all these different levels of government in charge of our roads.
Yeah.
And there's all different qualities within the same area. It's because there's so many people.
Who've got their hands in the
rope, pot there. Rope thing.
Potholes.
Why can't, good one. Why can't we just have a roads thing that's just top level? Or just hand it all down to the...
private sector.
But you can't do that because there's roads like the 401 that take you across provinces.
Right, yeah.
Or the Trans-Canada highways.
And then different provinces have their hands in on parts of the road and everything.
That's right. So that's just my beef about...
But our roads are horrible. Just horrible in this entire city.
You're talking about Windsor?
Yeah. Absolutely useless.
Well, there's some use to them. You wouldn't want
to
drive.
Well, there's use to them, but as far as whatever governs having smooth roads, it's just a horrible job that they're doing.
So what do you think?
No job they're doing.
It's all determined on how much...
It's all politics. That's what it boils down to, the roads.
That's a blanket statement over here. It's just politics. No, it's not. It has to do with... Oh, it is politics in so much that the politicians, the people who are sitting there who want to get reelected, don't want to raise your taxes.
Sitting there, you hit the nail right on the head there.
They're sitting there saying, we need more money for roads, but I don't want to raise taxes because that'll make me look bad and then I won't get reelected. Do you mm-hmm. think, is that what you're saying as far as the politics things of roads go? Is that what you're saying? Because if you just...
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
You put money into roads, they'll get fixed.
Well, yeah.
But
and we put enough money into everything. And nothing happens. Nothing gets fixed.
You think so?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They make a fort. They live off of us.
The roads?
No.
Oh, the politicians?
Yeah, sure. They make a fortune from us, but nothing gets done. Why should the hard-working class
mm-hmm.
have them up high on a pedestal?
Well, what does that got to do with you, though? The hardworking class.
That's good. We'll just edit that out. But they're driving their car because of us. Their family is going to college because of us. Everything because of us. They don't do anything to deserve anything. Really?
Well, they're administering our...
Administering what? They don't administer anything.
Well, yeah.
Nothing gets administered.
Stuff gets done.
Yeah, what? A little bit of paperwork here, paperwork there. Scam from the fund to go on a spa trip like Kiwami.
Kiwami Patrick.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, that guy.
Yes, he is.
He's beautiful, I think.
But then there's Eddie Francis. You can't say he's a bad guy. He's a guy who's...
I'm not saying he's a bad guy, no.
He's a hard... He has a good work ethic, I think. And I think
I'm sure he does.
That has to do with his upbringing. You know, he worked in a bakery or whatever, and his family's from the old country.
Well, bake some tar and fill the roads. Yeah. If I was running the show, things would be different.
Yeah. That's what all politicians start at. They say.
I'd be driving a much bigger car.
Good one. Speaking of cars.
Quadruple shock absorbers on the wheels.
Oh, we saw tons of Hummer limousines. That's the town cars and the Lincolns as far as...
Speaking of Hummers, we know that's all that's going on with the politicians. The presidents and everybody.
Hummers?
Yeah.
I'm thinking when you said that, you just cut me off there. I'm thinking of the Hummer who lives in your building and works at.
Oh yeah, Hummer. What about him?
I thought that's
he does.
Good.
Oh yeah, he drives.
Bring him up.
Bring him up.
Yeah, You're bringing them up.
No.
But what I was saying, it was the Hummers. The limousines, that's all they are now is Hummers. That's that was my point. Mm-hmm. We saw a ton of them last night. Stretch Hummers.
Yeah.
No more town cars or Lincolns or nothing like that. It's just Hummers.
The bigger they are, the more people they can squeeze in there, and they can throw in the whirlpools in there and everything.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Pretty cool stuff. Let's move on to drivers and driving. That's what we want to get into today.
That's what we're talking about right now.
Well, I know. We went from the road thing, and we're slowly shifting into the driver thing. But
if you're going to drive, you should drive on the road, unless you're like JD, has a Jeep, does lots of
I can drive anywhere.
You can drive anywhere. Does you do some off-roading?
Go anywhere. That's the motto.
Not lately.
I haven't lately, no. My shoulder's been quite bad.
That must be hard on it if you were to do some off-roading.
Yes, it's hard on.
This is a clean show. We're trying to keep it.
I know.
Okay, don't talk about your hard on then.
No, I'm not.
All right. So, well, where do you want to start as far as driving goes?
Well, let's stick to the roads first.
All right.
How crazy it is on the roads. The roads are bad for one thing. And I'm sure that irritates people, actually. I bet that's where part of it starts. Irritated from the roads, bouncing on the roads and trying to dodge potholes and things like that. That can kind of frustrate you.
Sure.
As a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody tries to avoid some kind of a pothole or something like that and nudges into another vehicle next to them or...
Nudges. Cars don't nudge, do they?
Well, kind of sideswipe or something and maybe not cause any... huge accident, but still, I believe that could be a factor here and there. But more so is some of the traffic as well on our roads. Our roads have gotten very busy over the years. Ever since the casino opened up, it's been busier and busier here. More Americans coming over, a lot more drivers on the roads. They're starting to widen some of the roads because they need more space for drivers.
Yes.
A lot of drivers on the road.
Yes, there's
and then that's more dangerous for a lot of people. Cyclists, motorcycles.
It's very dangerous. The condition of the road, it's funny you mention that because I just take that as a given. The roads are substandard. And doesn't, as far as being a frustrated driver, I'm not frustrated with the roads myself. I just think this is the crap we got to put up with. I know the roads in Guatemala are way worse than the roads.
They don't have roads in Guatemala.
There you go.
They're dirt.
That's right. Dirt paths.
Path for camels and horses and donkeys.
I think most of the frustration I get is from other drivers. It's just, you got to be careful while driving. You got to watch out. What's this person doing? Is he on some kind of...
Yeah, you got to be on the offensive.
Sure.
All the time.
Exactly. You don't know if the guy next to you is driving. He's on ephedrine or something. Who knows? Could be all speeded up.
Yeah. Never know.
Never know. What I was going to start as far as driving is how we start driving. Getting our license and stuff like that. And I think that early phase of our driving career really sets the tone for our driving well into the future. And I'm not sure what the mindset of kids these days when they're getting their license, what do they think? Do you think they get their values as far as driving goes from their parents or from their friends or... What do you think as far as...
I would think usually parents.
I would think so, too. Because usually parents will help their kids and, you know, let them...
Yeah, they help them pay or help them get into the CAA driving instruction thing or something like that. And
this week's Jabber Code.
They use their car to...
CAA.
Yeah.
Driving
school. I wish.
No, there's all kinds of driving stuff.
ABC.
Royal.
I think that's part of the problem right there.
What's that?
Abdul School of Driving and Abdul. So forth. I think some of the drivers are bad as it is that are... teaching some of the classes possibly that have the private little courses and things like that. I don't know that they're the greatest drivers.
No, that could be. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What's that?
I was going to say that was almost a little bit on the racist side. You said Abdul and then you made it sound like these guys are from.
Well, I don't mean that actually. I mean that it could be anything, anybody, but I do. I mean the private school things. But unfortunately, in a lot of cases you find that, a lot of times accidents seem to be caused from like the non-Canadian citizen type.
For sure. My dad,
there's got to be some kind of reason for that, but we're going to take this little break and take a little break and we'll come back with driving schools and so forth.
And drivers from other countries.
There you go.
The day, the music. This is DJ Sin Rock, and I'm calling on all listeners. On March the 2nd, 2007, the CRB approved royalty rates that will bury any small webcaster, and that includes ATOC Radio as well as any other online radio. I need you as a listener to either go to the website www.atocradio.com or in Second Life, come to Sinful Pleasures, and in front of the doghouse, you will see a sign saying Save Net Radio. I need you to click on that sign or go to the website and read the article. And then as a listener, I need you to go to the petition site and sign the petition to help save online radio. What will Second Life or any other online game or even online chatting be like without online radio? Band together as listeners and as other online radio stations and sign our petition and help us save online radio. I saw you dancing in the gym. You
both kicked off your shoes. Okay, help save online radio.
Is that vote hasn't happened yet? In the States?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't have time to follow everything.
Well, it's
put too much time into the Jabbercast show notes.
Okay.
We were talking about like non-Canadian.
Yes. I was going to share a driver type story thing. With...
share it.
With when my dad went and got his license mm-hmm. Renewed. He's an older guy and you have to get retested on a regular basis. And I'd say 95% of the people in the license plates doing the driver test were foreign people.
Right.
People who didn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting how the people who work there, they are so patient with...
they are.
Whew.
I would think that they're not patient at all with anybody because they're government.
Well, that's the whole thing. They're not government anymore. They contracted that part of it out to... I can't even think of the name of the place now.
Okay.
So it's just regular Joes who have jobs that work for this specific company.
Right.
And they're probably contracted out as it is. And so I kind of have a feeling that that's a reason why you have to be nice kind of thing. So it's mm-hmm. it's not, I got a government job. It's a nice cozy thing that I'm going to lean on. Whereas these people, if they get bad reviews or, you know, if they have a problem, you're gone. I have a feeling they're all on contract. The people who work for that company. It's not like you have a job there kind of thing.
I just want to say, though, that it's not a racist thing that we're talking about. It's an understanding, I think,
right.
That, you know, maybe sort of a miscommunication between ethnicities kind of thing, like the Eastern Western thing, like, you know, the way things are done or the English speaking thing or maybe not grasping some of the concept from, you know. New to driving is one thing, but then you add into the mix that you might not know the language or understand completely some terms, whatever. That's, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's kind of a normal thing.
You grow up in a certain country and they drive a certain way.
Yeah.
That's ingrained in you. There's no getting that out of you. So when you come over here...
Things are different then.
Things are different. And, yeah. But that old thing's still going to be in you.
Right.
Whereas if we were to go somewhere else, I think we'd be very intimidated by some of the drivers in other countries.
Yeah.
I think we're very civil here.
I think we'd have a little bit more understanding of what's going on than they might have coming here. But at the same time, us not being used to the way that things are done over there, I could see us causing more of the accidents. And then, you know, people for sure. Saying, look at these foreigners come over here, blah, 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 blah. And while it's not a race thing, it's an, you know, from not understanding 100% of what's going on.
Unless you're actually in a race.
Unless you're in a real race, yeah.
Speaking of driving.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Yes, it is. and that's another thing. There's in the States, you see this a lot more often. Racing right on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, kids get their Chargers and their Mustangs and 2 o'clock in the morning, they go out to some road and they give her.
That's craziness too.
That's really crazy. You don't want to be in the middle of that. There's people who get killed. It's just... accidentally happen to be in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Yep. Or make you knowingly do something that could cause an accident or make something like that happen. And that's, you know, negligence on a driver's part. Racing, playing chicken, games, things like that. Driving without a license, driving with suspended licenses, things like that. You know, if you got your license taken away for a reason, well, stay off the road. don't jeopardize everybody else.
Right. Exactly. I guess that's what I was going to say about that aspect of
no insurance. If you don't have insurance, stay off the road. You're going to hurt somebody, and then what's going to happen? You don't have insurance. Who, you know, it's going to make it very difficult for somebody who's been hurt to. I mean, usually they'll have insurance and get covered somehow, but you just make life difficult for somebody all because of your negligence.
For sure. I was hit by a Harley once in a minivan. I was driving the minivan. He was driving the Harley, and he didn't have any insurance.
Hmm.
And he rode off my minivan with his Harley.
Yeah.
Mm.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It wasn't a good scene. I don't know. From what I hear, he's in bad shape.
Yeah. Eh? Would he ram you from behind?
No, he T-boned me.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going like...
T-bagged or boned?
T-bagged. No, T-boned me. He was going about 95 down Lowe's on road in front of the trim plant.
I was just
getting off work, hopping on.
And you got wailed in the side of a van.
Yeah.
It must have been a pretty good impact from a motorcycle traveling like that.
Yeah. He bailed just like at the last second. And just
he got off it?
Well, he was sliding with the bike.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good scene.
So he was in bad shape, eh?
From what I hear, yeah, his back never has recovered since then.
Hmm.
But and he tried to sue my insurance company.
Saying it was your fault?
Saying it was my fault. And lucky for me, like 2.5 years later, I go into some meeting that my insurance company has with their lawyers and the lawyer of this guy. And so they're saying, you know, they're going to sue him and they're going to sue me. And then all of a sudden the lawyer for my insurance company comes out and says, well, we got this, this lady who witnessed it.
Ooh.
But she didn't, she was pregnant, like 9 months pregnant. And she thought she wasn't feeling good at all. She could not stop her. She had to get home or to the hospital. She wasn't sure what she had to do. She went home. She got over it. And the next day she looked in the paper, saw the picture and the story of the paper, and then she read it and she got the impression that everybody thought it was my fault that I pulled out in front of a motorcycle, which is a common thing. But then she says, I can't allow this guy to be accused of pulling out in front of a motorcycle, because this motorcycle whizzed by me and I was going like 10 over the speed limit, and this guy was just like, he was just like a blinding shot, flew by her and then hit me. So she went to the cop station the next day, filled out a report, and it was Greg Monfortin was representing the biker. Yep. And he just was...
He's a good lawyer, but...
He just shut right up.
Yep. It was over. Yeah.
He was okay, thanks for coming out, see you
later. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Well, you're lucky, probably.
Yeah, probably. I was probably lucky that... well, it wouldn't have happened if he wasn't going 95 kilometers an hour down Lausanne, whizzing in between traffic.
Yeah, well, I mean, lucky in that respect, or lucky it wasn't another bigger vehicle or something, but besides that, lucky that your witness came forward and everything, too.
Oh, that part, yeah.
Because... Yeah.
Because I was living with that for, like, a couple years.
Yeah.
I had put the house in my wife's name because I didn't want to get taken or whatever, you know.
That's crazy.
But, and I find that out, something that happened the very next day that I didn't even know anything about it, because my insurance company didn't tell me.
We'll be back right after this.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AtouchOfClassRadio.com.
Yeah, we've all been there, I think, accident-wise at some point in time.
Oh, you got an accident.
I was hitting my motorcycle in like 1997, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And I was injured pretty good. And then the other woman got a slap on the wrist. Took 3 years before it was all settled and everything. And it actually went to court and she got a $50 fine. She is a 68-year-old handicapped woman. Mm-hmm. Made a left turn in front of me oncoming with no signal. And had been drinking and fled the scene of the accident.
Oh, jeez.
She got a $50 fine 3 years later. And here I am still with issues from that.
So the reason your shoulder had to get surgery was because of the bike accident?
No.
Okay.
I had an accident in 2005 where I got creamed by a dude and his fault, of course. And knocked my shoulder right out of whack, dislocated and everything. So everybody's heard that before. Did I tell you it hurts?
But you're feeling better, though.
I'm feeling better. I have, there's constant pain still, but that constant pain is pretty mild unless I you know, move the wrong way or try and pick something up or, you know what I mean? I have to be very careful with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got to say it's a lot better and, you know, I'm sleeping pretty good at night and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. So we think that, so we're going to do another
just after, yeah.
Okay.
Craziness.
It's craziness over here at the Jabbercast Studio.
I should be starting the thing, but I will from now on.
All right.
I think. Because of the time of the breaks, eh? But, so there you have the accident thing. I can't recall. I was in another accident once that was supposedly my fault, but it's really weird. I was the one charged. I got a $28 fine for not yielding the right of way. Mm-hmm. And it was out on the Talbot and Manning, you know, where it's hard to see around the corners there. And yeah, they eventually put a light there because the stop sign wasn't enough. And a guy was just flying down there. And I looked both ways, didn't see anybody. And this guy just wailed me, spun the van all the way around. I didn't even see a car when I got out. He was in a ditch. Apparently, he had stolen the car from his girlfriend. And he hit me, and apparently it was my fault. And it was just ridiculous. But I got a $28 fine for that, failing to yield the right of way. And we'll be back right after this station ID.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATOC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content.
That's right, an adult station, yeah. Oh.
Hell yeah. We have an adult station situation. So I'm confused now with that.
You're confused.
Yeah.
Don't even talk to me about confusion. I am very confused.
This should be like a chess thing, you know, those little timers for chess.
Bonk, you hit and
it just goes again.
Big thing on the wall would be nice. An extra body would be cool.
Oh,
during the whole thing.
We need an intern.
During the shenanigans.
So
and, so we're talking about driving, yeah.
Driving, yes.
Driving. What about road rage?
Road rage, that's what I get into. I thought we were going to just talk the whole hour about road rage, but we're just now getting into it. Have you ever been involved with an incident of road rage of any kind?
Occasionally, here and there. I was just involved in this little incident, and I mentioned this. I'm not sure when I mentioned it.
I think it was last...
Or was it last week's Jabbercast, or...
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
We did the Jabbercast intro show. Was it Wednesday?
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. And anyways, just recently, I'm driving down one of the main streets, and I'm getting closer and closer to a corner in which the left lane branches off to a left turn lane. And there's a van pretty much next to me in that lane, just a little bit ahead of me. And this van starts coming over into my lane. And she would have wailed into me, except her daughter, I could hear in the passenger seat, and they had the windows open. Everything was a nice day. And daughter's like yelling, "Mom, Mom, look out, Mom." And so she pulls back into the turning lane.
Into the turning lane.
Yeah. Okay. She was coming out of the turning lane and into my lane.
Oh, so
you know, it was one of those, it had long left turn lane that she was in. And when we'd get up to the corner and then she would turn left and whatever. But she's coming back into my lane, like unknowingly, apparently. Mom, what are you doing? You know, the girl's yelling at her. And
so the girl's in between you and the driver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In the passenger seat. And so their windows are down. And as I drive a little further, I'm like right next to them. And I noticed, you know, what was going on and stuff, so I wasn't really in jeopardy. You know, I would have backed off and slow, you know. It was one of those things where it was pretty calm, you know. But she was yelling at her mom all frustrated, like, you know, her mother would have hit me or something, you know. If I wasn't aware, especially. And so I'm next to them now, and we're driving, and it's still a long ways up to the light, but there's still that left turn lane. And I'm saying to them, I said, "Do you guys want to get over here? Does she want to get in this lane?" And the girl's looking at me like this, and she's scared. As soon as she sees me, she's just terrified.
I would be too.
Starts rolling up her window, and the mother's looking over and everything, and they're like terrified. And I'm saying, "Do you want to get in my lane?" You know, and they just thought I was one to kill them. And then and the mother's as the girl was rolling the window up, the mother's like, "Sorry, I'm sorry." And I'm just saying, "You guys want to get over? You can go ahead." And they just didn't understand.
Right.
And then next thing, the mother's giving me the finger and everything, thinking I'm like, you know, antagonizing them and everything. And it was just, the whole thing turned around to, you know, she almost hit me and apologizing to her, giving me the finger and blowing me off, scared to death. All the windows were up and everything, and they were trying to keep away from me. It was just crazy.
That's too funny.
And so that was almost a little bit of road rage on her part afterward there.
Yes. Because
she got all crazy.
Well, look at yourself, and then you're making the gestures. They're thinking, you're saying, I'm going to kill you if you come into my lane.
I'm all clean cut and, you know, nicely shaven, and and here she thought I was going to kill her.
That's too funny.
I may have.
You may have killed her?
But it was a good day.
It was a good day, so I didn't kill her. Is that what you're saying?
But, there's been occasional times where I've been... You know, a little irate with the way somebody else is driven. There's a reason, always a reason. I wouldn't just be, in a bad mood for nothing or try to cut somebody off or do anything like that.
Me neither.
But there's always a reason why you might get upset at somebody for what they're doing.
Yeah, they're not paying attention or exactly. just driving like an asshole.
Yeah.
Here's a couple tips for avoiding road rage. Don't take traffic problems personally.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid eye contact with an aggressive driver.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make obscene gestures.
Does that mean if you're about to, like, somebody's about to hit you or something, just close your eyes? Just close your eyes and maybe duck down or something.
Don't make obscene gestures. That makes you a player and suddenly it begins to escalate. Don't tailgate. Use your horn sparingly. The polite honk can be misinterpreted.
That's right.
That's for sure. Some people hate the horn, but if you go to some cities, the horn, that's how they talk to each other.
Yeah. Some people are really horny.
Speak for yourself. Don't block the passing lane. Some drivers think you're doing something to them when you do this. Yeah. I got a buddy who thinks that Craig, he's crazy that way. He thinks the passing lane is strictly for passing and don't try to zip in and out. And the last one is don't block the right-hand turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
That you can avoid some.
Yeah, more. Don't do things that are going to get somebody else upset. And another tip actually is the one where a lot of people think that they can avoid or can sarcastically get back at somebody by honking and waving and smiling when right. they've already done something wrong themselves. That's probably not a good thing to do in most cases.
Yeah, the honking thing is...
Unless you look like me, you can get away with it.
I find the horn, the horn thing around this area, people take it the wrong way.
Yeah, the horn for sure.
They don't want to hear your horn.
And especially when you're waving and smiling after they've just honked at you because you came unexpectedly into their lane for some reason, and they're mad honking at you, and you smile and wave like you know them. You know, that's like a thing that at some point in time, somebody developed that thing where, you know, somebody's mad at you, but you just smile and wave.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, hi.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll make somebody even madder.
I have to admit, I'm guilty of that, the whole hi, everything's fine. You're an asshole kind of thing. But when I honk my horn now, there's never just one long honk. It's always the tooting thing. I hit it twice.
Oh, yeah. No, I wail on the horn and I won't let it off until I'm home, when they're not around anymore.
You have done that, haven't you?
Oh, I've got my horn on all the time just for fun. Sometimes I do it and so you can't see my hand on the horn and I'll just drive like that for a little while for no reason. And with a straight face and just drive like my horn's stuck and odd people look. I know they're all looking at me and everything. And I just sit there at a light like this, horn on full blast, just for no reason.
Now you have
I've done it sometimes and I've done it so long that the fuse goes.
Now you have a novelty horn, don't you?
I used to have one on my old Jeep, the Ooga horn.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've also got a CB in my Jeep that has a PA system on it with a speaker under the hood.
Oh, right.
So that's a little bit of fun too.
Sure.
Because you do it like whoop. It sounds like the police cars. And that's just crazy. You see, I've had people pull over like crazy for that, and I just drive by.
So, in the microphone, you're making
noises. Yeah, I'm just making noises, yeah. Yeah, and it sounds real, and it's cool. And people on bicycles are walking, everybody stops. It's pretty funny.
So, there's a speaker under your hood.
Yeah, yeah, horn speaker.
I want one of those.
You can get them.
I want a speaker under my
hood. It's great.
I have to
think. I remember I used to take my dad's car all the time to band practice stuff. We used to practice in a hangar at the airport. And my dad had a siren in his car. Don't ask me why he had the siren in the car. He had a siren and he put it in the car. And it was like a full-blown like police siren with a button inside and everything. And it was like the full, whole shebang. And my bass player and I, we'd be driving down the road on the way out to the airport and stuff. And we have people pull over all the time. We just drive by them. It was a big Ford LTD Landau. So it was blue with a white top, half vinyl. And it, could give the appearance at first second of a police car or something. Mm-hmm. But we had people pull over all the time. We just laugh and drive by. It's a big fine for that though.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Impersonating an officer in some way, yeah. You can't do that. You're not supposed to have a horn, siren in your car.
So even if you're making the sound on your microphone?
Yeah. You can get in trouble for that. I don't know what exactly the law is, if it says disturbing the peace or something to do with driving, obviously, but you're not supposed to do that.
Okay. Where are we at? All right. I was going to start something else, but I'll start it the next time we come back.
That's distracting to drivers. Horns and different kind of, like the PA thing, and it's fun for parking lots and stuff, and you know, when you're in a parking lot, excuse me, miss, on the thing, and just, you know, somebody looking around. But if you're doing that while people are driving, that's it can be, not only is it interference for your own driving the vehicle and talking, sure, on that thing, the same with the cell phones is something we need to get into for sure.
Exactly.
Is that where you were going, or you got something on top of that?
No, I was going somewhere else.
Oh, we're going to be going all over the place
because we're driving
this Jabbercast. Yeah. Driving Miss Daisy.
In her mini driver. And we also have to get to the Jabber quote, the driver.
Yeah, we have to get into that shortly, that's for sure. But there's a lot to discuss about driving and drivers. Drivers, a lot of different kinds of drivers. The offensive driver, the defensive driver, and I think we'll get into that a little bit as well because...
Because that can be dangerous?
It can be dangerous, sure. Sometimes a defensive driver can be dangerous, and we'll get into that when we come back.
You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
So you want to be a DJ?
Anyways, DJ. I am what you play.
Let's get into cell phones.
All right.
While you're looking around for quotes.
I'm in my cell phone right now. Oh.
In your cell phone?
Yeah, let's get into cell phones.
Oh. Don't talk on your cell phone while you're driving.
Really?
If you are, don't weave into somebody else's lane, because if I see it, I'll kill you. That's for sure. I can't stand that.
There's a threat from
if you're daydreaming or something like that, it's one thing. But if you're talking on the phone, laughing it up and everything, and you're sliding into somebody else's lane, you don't want to do that. Not in front of my Jeep. I don't like that. I don't go for that. I use a wireless Bluetooth earpiece so that I can talk on the phone. And it's one thing that your divided attention is, you know, between your driving and the phone, but at least your two hands are available and you're, there's probably more chance you're actually paying attention to driving while you're talking. It's like having somebody in the vehicle and you're talking to them and you're not, you know, really looking at them and whatnot. But with your cell phone, usually you're flipping, trying to fidget around with the thing, or you got it plugged in charging in the car and you flip it open and you're dialing numbers and all that stuff. And then, you know, holding it up to your thing there with whatever, or have it stuck between your shoulders so you can eat your hamburger, whatever. But with the Bluetooth thing, all I just do is press a button in my ear, tell it the voice dial, whoever I want, and it'll call. I'll just hit the button, it'll answer. Excuse me, and it's wireless, so there's no wires all over the place disrupting my
driving.
Yeah. And it's worth the investment. I mean, even the little cable ones would be better, at least that your hands free. You know, the ones that have a little cord between the phone and your ear, but your rear.
Oh,
even that's better.
What, talking through your rear?
Having the cord in your rear.
Oh. Now they have, I think eventually every single car that's manufactured is going to be, you're just going to be able to talk.
Wirelessly equipped.
Yeah.
Somehow you can plug your phone into the dashboard somewhere and there'll be a speaker that you can talk or something. A lot of the car vehicles now are wired for the iPods.
Exactly. I'm saying it's just going to be such a part of our lifestyle that it'll all be Bluetooth or whatever the standard is.
Yeah.
It'll just be a thing. Okay, I got my phone in my car. I'm going to just talk. And
such as the iPod hookup and pod. Speaking of podcasting, you can visit our website.
There's a segue.
You can visit our website at www.thejabbercast.com and You can email us, hear me out at thejabbercast.com. You can leave us an audio message. How can they do that?
They go to thejabbercast.com and they click on the contact link at the top there. And then when that page loads, you'll see a nice Chingo widget. It's a My Chingo widget. Not to be confused with the Chimo timer. Chimu timer.
No, that's not on the site.
Right.
Where do they get these names anyway? My Chingo and Chimu.
Anyway, there's the My Chingo thing there, and you'll see the button that says, leave us a message.
Yep, you can record right on the site there.
Yep.
Usually it's a message, audio message.
If you have some kind of mic hooked up to your computer, or if you got a laptop, it's usually built into those things. And of course, if you have a Macintosh, it's all built in.
I might add, too, that when you hit the leave me a message button, it'll go to a web page where you actually hit the record button and leave us the message there, and that'll get fired right off to us. And you can leave us an ID if you want. Say you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast. You can leave us a show topic or whatever you want. And also, we're available live right now at Showtime through Yahoo Messenger. And right. Our username is the Jabbercast.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Actually, I have Yahoo open right now. And how would I sign into?
I don't think you can sign in. You'd have to sign in your username, because I'm already signed in as the Jabbercast.
Oh, you're already signed in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you were trying to do or something?
Yeah.
Or, wouldn't work?
Well, obviously not, no.
Yeah.
Because you're already signed in. So is there anybody there right now?
Oh, there's all kinds of people on there.
Is there? Oh, yeah. Look at them all.
Holy cow, it's just jam-packed. I was disconnected at some point, probably from you trying to connect.
Oh, maybe. Sorry about that.
Lippo's on. What else was I going to say about contacting us? Oh, I just want to mention touchclassradio.com on Saturday mornings. You can listen to Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, 10 a.m. Saturday morning. So you might want to tune in for that as well. Play lots of cool rare rock and heavy metal that does not get airplay.
So you did that yesterday morning?
Yes, I did. Did you check it out?
No. I'm sorry. I checked out the week before. What was I doing yesterday morning that I wasn't able to
do? I don't think there was any room for you to listen anyway. I was at the limit yesterday.
Oh, you're at the limit, really? Because there's only
I was at my limit.
There's only so many people can listen to that at one time.
Only so many people that can tune in the station because of bandwidth, sure. They're all like that, pretty much.
Yeah, I've tried to listen to some radio, and you get kicked off.
Yeah, so the show is on, but it's also dropped as a podcast, so you can check that out right from bigjd.com. is all you really need to know, because you can get to the site from there, bigjd.com/radio rock show. And as well, we drop podcasts for the Jabbercast after the show. So thejabbercast.com. You can pick up the show there after here if you want to listen to it again, or if you ever missed the show, you'll know where to find it.
Bigjd.com.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That's very sweet.
Well, don't tell me you wouldn't have lipo.com if it wasn't taken by that Chinese man with the hotel that doesn't use the site.
Well, it's the Lipo company.
Well, he's a Chinese guy, Japan or something. He's a hotel owner. Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Something.
Much, something. And there's the Lippo building.
Yeah. Maybe you own that. Who knows?
He took my building.
Yeah. Where did you want to go?
I wanted to...
we did the cell phone thing.
Right. I wanted to say, what do you think of driving? What's your take on it? Do you like driving? I know a friend...
I do like driving. And that's a lot of the reason probably why I come out to the county studio here, because I don't mind a nice little Sunday morning drive, whereas there's a lot of occasion probably you're in the city. We used to do that. You'd come in to the city and we'd do the show and you'd go about your business or whatever. And on the Sundays, I like taking the drive, and I like driving.
Well, no, what do you
in
like
most
about,
cases?
What is this about driving?
You know what? I'll tell you what it is about driving. Oh, something going on. Another driver bites the dust. It comes from my dad enjoying driving, I think.
Oh, really?
My dad and my uncle and my family and my dad parents' family will go for a drive occasionally. And I think a lot of it stems from that, just going out for a drive. And and as an example, I'm sure my wife doesn't mind driving, but... Not the what do you call that? The Sunday driver, the pleasure driver, pleasure cruise thing.
Yeah.
You know, I like that, and I don't know that you know, the countryside drive or something. I like going out and driving and taking a cruise and maybe having a tea with me or something like that, or listening to tunes, or have the windows down, enjoying a nice day driving out in the county or driving somewhere, you know, not so much the congestion of the city and so forth, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. but and going out to meet friends or anything like that. Like I don't mind driving and stuff, and just driving around a lot of times. Yeah.
So do you think it's your surroundings that you like about driving, or is it just the feeling?
It's not always the surroundings, but sometimes it is. Yeah, it's the feeling of being out and enjoying a nice drive down. We're lucky enough to have the be at a border city with a river running between, and Riverside Drive running all along the river for the whole city, basically. And that's a nice cruise. It's a nice drive, especially on a motorcycle. That's something totally different. That's just, you're out for the pleasure, totally. But driving a vehicle, it's nice to sit back and drive and enjoy yourself on a nice day and just chat with somebody or go for a drive, listen to music, whatever. Light some incense in the car. Hey.
Do you light incense?
All the time, yeah.
All the time?
I always have incense in the car, yeah. There's always a stick in there.
And
I just light it and let it burn for a while till it's like way too smoky and put it out. It just smells nice.
That's interesting.
Drink tea, cruise around, have fun.
Light an incense in your car. That's awesome. Yeah. I'll have to tell my wife about that. But the driving the bike thing.
Yeah. That's a whole other world right there.
There's some kind of mystique to that. People who don't drive bikes don't know, or have never been on a bike.
Yeah, don't know the idea of the pleasure behind the real meaning of open road. You're wide open. The wind's blowing on your on you, and it's a sense of freedom. And we never did get into that aspect of freedom actually in the show or anything. But when you've got spare time, that's a freedom. And when you have, I guess you could say it's a luxury of having a motorcycle, because you know. Not everybody wants a motorcycle, but maybe not everybody could also have a motorcycle or go through the driving skills that it requires to ride one. It's a kind of a sense of freedom to be out on the open road without, you know, the restraint of a vehicle, you know, and the seatbelt and the whole thing, or having you know, your girlfriend or wife behind you holding on, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of things that go with it, and it's a lot of fun. And you just pull in somewhere in an open area, grassy area, beach, whatever, on the motorcycle, and you can sit around the bike, and it's got a little bit of scenic mystique as well. And
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Yeah. That's just crazy. Jabber quote of the week. Brought to us by Lippo. What does he got for us? Lay it on us.
Go ahead.
Floor's yours.
Is it?
You won't hear anything from me. Nothing. My lips are sealed. Zipped right up. I know when to be quiet. You have the floor. Go ahead, Lippo. It's all yours. Say what you will. Jabber quote of the week. Here it comes right now.
By Steve and Larry, who you can drive to their place at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. This one is from Jeff Foxworthy.
we're really running out of jabber quotes.
No, okay. Sometimes you get the jabber quote from Mark Twain, Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin, he's another good one I like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This one's from Jeff, who does that show now.
Yeah, you're smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah. The problem with the designated driver program, it's not a desirable job. But if you ever get sucked into doing it, have fun with it. At the end of the night, drop them off at the wrong house.
Okay, so that's not really a quote. That's just a... What would you call that? Like a...
There's a name for that.
There's nothing to dissect, really, but it's just a fun thing, I think.
Would you ever do that, JD? I could see you doing
that. I would, yeah, if I had thought about it, because I'm definitely a designated driver.
I was going to go with Robin Williams also. He says, why do they call it rush hour when nothing moves?
Ooh, now see, I like that.
Okay, we can
dissect. That's got something behind it.
Yeah, rush hour.
Not to blow you off, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. I don't think he's ever been called Jeffrey.
He has now.
Robin Williams tend to be an intellectual guy, but rush hour, why do we call it rush hour when nothing moves? There's no rush. I'm in a rush to get home, but...
That's weird,
rush.
Actually, because you're stuck in traffic, and you are in a rush.
To get home.
In most cases, yeah, to get home or to get to work or wherever, but you're in a rush and actually not getting anywhere. That's,
Fast.
Yeah. That's quite intellectual statement there.
Yeah.
Some thought behind it, for sure. Cool.
Thanks, Robin. That
is that it?
That's it. Sorry.
That's this week's Jabber Quote, brought to you by Steve and Larry on the corners Wabash and Strabane in beautiful
Burbank, California.
Glendale, Arizona.
Glendale. Glendale, that was a...
That's a buddy of mine from high school, Glendale.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Never trust anybody with two first names.
What about two last names? Trust them explicitly.
Would there ever be? McDonald Smith.
There you go. No. There are.
Smith McDonald?
No. Not Smith.
What would be two last names be? That would actually be, David David?
No. Nah.
Like Rob Davis. Davis Davis.
David.
Well, no. David Davis. Davis can be a first name, can't it?
Sure.
Like Davis Jr. Sammy. Sam. Robert Samuel.
And what kind of last name is Junior anyway?
Junior. I don't know. I have it. Junior D. Big Junior D. Big Junior. Big little man. Little big man.
Oh,
wasn't that something?
That was a movie.
Let's talk about your off topic.
Not us.
When's the show end? Ends now.
I think we're in our like seven.
It's 11. It's 11:58 EST.
That's right.
So what's that mean?
That means we're coming up on.
Okay. Well, did we get into what you wanted to talk about? Remember, I was doing the cell phone thing, and you wanted to talk about something. Did we get into that?
The whole. What is the love of driving?
Okay. Yeah. Tell me about your love of driving. Do you like to drive?
I love to drive, and that's kind of half the reason why I live out in the county and work in the city, because I really enjoy that drive into the city, and I also enjoy the ride home. It's a time where I am in my own space, and I like the feeling I'm moving. I want to go somewhere. I always like to travel. Doesn't matter if I'm driving or taking a train or whatever. I just like the traveling thing. I'm going away from one thing, and I'm going into a new situation far from the other thing I was just at. That's the kind of whole...
But the getaway aspect of it. Like leaving a normal, everyday hustle and bustle and going on vacation.
Oh, no. Just
relaxing.
No, I'm in this situation right now, and I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to go away from this situation.
Oh, that's kind of deep.
Yeah, it is deep.
That's...
And the whole thing is, I left this place, but you know what? I'm really looking forward to the drive.
Back to the place,
I'm going
too.
Back to that place.
Yeah.
There's that whole...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's... pretty neat. We could do a show on that.
Well, I like to take our listeners to a deep place if we can. So how does that work? We're going to be long if we follow that.
I'm not really sure how it works. It's because we had things in between in the middle and all that stuff.
We got to work that out.
But I think the hour is the hour. So like within the next minute, we wrap things up. Live right here on ATOC. That sounds like a radio station. Oh, yeah. We do a show on ATOC.
That's got to start with a W. A C,
like WDV. W-way talk. We should add another letter in front there. And mind you, I went and plugged all this whole thing in and never did get it in the thing, so I'm running on battery, 31%.
Oh, you never actually plugged
it in? So it's a good thing we're still going, because the show's recording for the podcast as well. No, I'm sure I put it in, but something happened. I'm okay, though. We're done. So next week, what do they expect on the show? Next week's show.
More jabbering from JD and Lippo.
Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast. www.thejabbercast.com. Listen to the podcast there. Find out more information on streaming live internet radio.
You're mentioning ATOC, but you're not mentioning All Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jabbercast as well is going to be streamed on All Talk Radio, alltalkradio.net. So you might want to take a listen to that too. And I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be up yet, but you can take a look at our site for that. And see what's going on there.
Speaking of getting to our site.
Is there an issue?
No, I'm having an issue right now, yeah. Because I would like to tell our listeners what our next show is going to be.
Hey, I can't get there at all. I get a server problem. You get a server problem?
No, I get two little lines.
Killing time right here on the Jabbercast.com. I got a couple lines, but I can't get to the site at all to let them know about next week.
Oh, maybe that's my problem.
What's your problem?
Well, I don't know. Is it to do with the
server? We're just going to keep continuing on here until we can get onto the site so that we can let you know what's up. Somebody else probably could. Thejabbercast.com. Go right to the site and see what's going on there if you like. And I'm going to go about it in a roundabout way. I'm going to go to the actual website files and open the schedule up in a browser. which is actually offline, just so I can let our listeners know that next weekend, Sunday morning, Hot Touch Class Radio, for sure, we'll be broadcasting our show on surgery. Under the knife, arthroscopic, plastic surgery, cut, tuck, snip. How many times have you been operated on? Let's talk about the surgeons, too, and the great job they do in most cases. Some maybe not, but anyways, yeah. That's what's going on next week. And in 2 weeks, the End Time show. You're going to want to tune in for that. 2012, Mayan calendar, all that, those goodies. Mm-hmm. And well, that's the end of today's show. Hope you all had a wonderful time here with Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast. And we'll be signing off now.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening. Everybody, see you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.